We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Big Friday on the morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 on the game as we get set for a huge weekend ahead. And of course, Hugh Douglas, the big game, LSU and Alabama. We're all talking about this matchup in the SEC West and what it will mean, not just for the SEC title game here in Atlanta, but of course for the national championship picture. And we welcome into the program on the waitfor.com hotline former LSU star quarterback Josh Booty, who joins us this morning, give us his insights on the game.
Morning, Josh, what's going on?
Oh, man, thank you guys for having me on the show, as always. And, man, it's just a huge week for college football, knowing the SEC, and for myself, of course, LSU, Bama. Man, it doesn't get any better than this, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, no question about that. From your perspective, being a former quarterback at LSU, which passing game has the edge in this game?
I think they're mirror images, to be honest with you. I think, you know, with Tua banged up, and you know the difference, Hugh, between a guy that runs a 4.4 and a 4.5, but he's going to be at 80, 90%. He's not going to be at 100%. There's just no way after coming off the high ankle sprain and going through, you know, the tightrope surgery that he had several weeks ago. I just think that we're going to be a lot alike. Both teams have great receivers. Both teams have running backs. Najee Harris has been amazing at Alabama. Clyde Edwards-Helaire has been amazing at LSU. Clyde's a little smaller. He's a little bit more shifty. I think Najee's more of a guy that could be a punishing runner. That might be a little bit of the difference in the ball game. Najee runs hard. He can run between the tackles. Clyde Edwards is more of he's more like James White for the Patriots. He's a guy that he's great in pass protection. He can get the ball on screens and gadgets. He can run the ball, but he's not really an A-gap runner. He's more of an outside runner. He can hide behind his offensive line. He's real shifty. So I think that might be the difference. I think both teams' wide receivers are the strength of their program, the strength of their team, and especially on offense. I think when you look across the board at their receivers, Devontae Smith's got 700 yards plus receiving. Jerry Jeudy has been on every Heisman list before, you know, preseason. These guys, unbelievable. They double cover him every week. Henry Ruggs, he can go the distance. He's a speed burner. They got unbelievable wideouts. We got guys like Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase, Terrace Marshall's healthy, 6'3", you know, top receiver recruit in the country 2 years ago. I mean, both teams have unbelievable guys on the perimeter, and I think that's kind of what's happened, in the spread offense. Is both teams have guys that they can get the ball to.
Talking with Josh Booty on the morning show with John and Hugh, former LSU star quarterback. Josh, doesn't it sort of surprise you a little bit at how the Alabama and LSU have both adapted to the current style of play? I mean, who would have thought that these two teams would be coming into this game of this size with offenses averaging up near 50 points a game and throwing it all over the yard? I mean, you're talking about LSU and Alabama, great defense, pound the rock kind of teams, and suddenly they're the most explosive offenses from coast to coast.
I think they just got smart. I mean, even Saban, who, you know, I played for at LSU back in the early, you know, in 2000. I mean, they got smart. They understood that they're so dynamic with the athletes that they can recruit, and they have athletes across the board. It's like, why not use these guys? And last year we saw Tua kind of emerge in this spread offense for Alabama, and Saban was able to, you know, commit to it, and that's what happened at LSU. Last year, Bama beat us 29-0. We scored 10 points in the last three contests versus Alabama. We have to score points. So we say, we got all these guys that on Sunday – they go to the NFL, these wideouts that we have go to the NFL and get productive, but they aren't productive at the college level. It's like, how do we get these guys that are 6'3", 6'4", they're gazelles, how do we get them the football? You've got to go to the spread offense in today's world. If you look at the offenses of college football, you see the top five, top six teams in the country, they run the spread. I mean, Oklahoma, Ohio State, Clemson, now Alabama, LSU. It's spread offenses, and those are the teams that can score at will. They can play from behind if they do get behind, and they got athletes across the board because they recruit well. And so you have to play to your strengths, and like I said, the strengths of both rooms, I mean, both teams are the receiver rooms. So I think that's perfectly, you know, perfectly sets the tone for the spread offense. So I'm glad that Orgeron was able to commit to it We brought Joe Brady in from the Saints, who worked with Drew Brees last year as an offensive assistant. Now he's helping Steve Ensminger, the offensive coordinator at LSU, and now we're running it. But I like that Saban and Orgeron both understand to be the very best with these types of players that they got in the locker room, you got to be able to throw the football.
Sports Radio 929 again. We're talking to former LSU quarterback Josh Booty. So going to Tuscaloosa, that's going to be a hostile environment. Do you think this team is going to be readily prepared for that kind of hostile environment?
Well, you know, we went to Texas, and Texas aren't who we thought they were. You know, they suffered and struggled, you know, especially kind of this middle part of the year, and they've been banged up. And we went on the road and beat Texas and thought that was a quality win. It was a top 10 win at this time. But, you know, there's nothing like having to go play in Tuscaloosa. I did it. You know, everybody knows if you can go to Tuscaloosa and win, you become a folk hero, especially as a head coach on an opposing team or a quarterback. And I'm thinking if we can go in there and win, Joe Burrow becomes an absolute god in Baton Rouge. You know, he already is, but this would just solidify him for life. And so would it solidify Orgeron as being the guy that was able to, you know, end this 8-game streak where LSU's just suffered, you know, for so long against Saban's teams. And both teams get a week to prepare. Both teams are getting a little healthier. So, I don't think health is going to be an issue for us. I mean, we got everybody that we need to win this game. But I think it's going to be one of those back-and-forth games. I could see it being a 34-31 game. I think it'll be close. I think our offense can go up and down the field on them. They're going to go up and down the field on us. Usually this isn't an offensive game, and that's what everybody's talking about. This is going to be a fun one to watch. It might be one for the ages because it's never been a high-scoring affair.
Talking with Josh Booty, former LSU quarterback, you mentioned during the time that Hugh and I have talked to you, Josh, that you played for Nick Saban when he was a head coach at LSU. Is that, still kind of something that sticks in the craw of LSU fans? Is that still, I mean, notwithstanding the fact that he's beaten you 8 straight times, but, I mean, is that still there?
Yeah, you know, everybody respects him. You know, he did a lot for the university in a short time that he was here or that he was at LSU. I mean, he won a national championship. He won 2 SEC titles. I mean, he took LSU from really a program that wasn't a top 15 team and took them and just vaulted them up there, you know, and set them up there in the top 5, top 10 every year. And I think that's what LSU fans kind of understand it. LSU fans, they love football so much. They understand football. Now there might be fair weathered at times and they hate that he left and then he came back to coach in the same side of the conference, which is the SEC West, of course. Everybody, they appreciate what he did, but they also can't stand him because he's so hard to beat. I mean, only 3 quarterbacks have gone in there in the last, 10 years. I think Cam Newton, Johnny Manziel, and Chad Kelly at Ole Miss. I think 3 quarterbacks have gone to Tuscaloosa and win. So he's so hard to beat, guys. I mean, he's a pro coach at the college level, and he's got better athletes than you when you show up to his building every week or every time they play a game. So, you know, our fans understand what they're up against. They really do. He's the best to ever do it, and he's going to be hard to beat. And Orgeron's trying to build his team to beat Saban. I think everybody's trying to knock him off.
Sports Radio 929 again. We're talking to my man Josh Booty, former LSU quarterback. Now, there's a lot of talk about Joe Burrow in this Heisman race. Does this game go towards deciding if he's going to be a real, real strong Heisman candidate or no?
Oh, yeah. This is main stage stuff, man. I think, you know, for Burrow, he's got to continue to do what he's doing, you know, what he's done. Don't try to do too much in this game. You don't have to do anything extra. I mean, his numbers are unbelievable. If you look at him, 30 touchdowns, 4 picks, he leads the nation in completion percentage. Get the ball to the right guys. Let them make the plays. Don't try to be Superman, and I don't think he will. I think he's solid, and I think that's where, you know, he lets the athletes play in space. We've got great receivers, like I mentioned earlier. I mean, I think it's going to be a shootout. I think the numbers are going to be there. If he didn't turn the ball over, I think he has a real good shot at, you know, if he comes out of this thing with a win, he'll definitely 100% be the punt runner in the Heisman. If LSU wins this game and he he's able to go to Tuscaloosa and beat them.
Josh Booty, Josh, it's possible that Tua and Joe Burrow are the 1 and 2 picks in the NFL draft. Can you step back just looking at the quarterback class as a whole? A couple of questions I want to pick your brain on, because you and I were talking about it earlier in the week. Chance that Jake Fromm stays at Georgia for his senior year, and how do you value quarterbacks in this draft below Tua and Burrow? Is there guys like Eason or Jalen Hurts or Herbert? Are they going to be star players in the NFL, in your opinion?
I love Herbert. I really do. I've watched him close. Of course, I live on the West Coast. I'm a huge SC fan. My brother played there, so I watch a lot of the Pac-12 games. I think Herbert is just a superstar potential guy. I think he doesn't turn the ball over. I think before last week, he had thrown 360 passes on the road in conference play and only thrown one pick out of those 360 passes, had 24 touchdowns. That's on the road. You know, I mean, this guy is the ball comes out of his hand like a stick of dynamite. I really like him. I think he's tall, he's strong, he's athletic, he's built for the league. I think so. I really like Herbert. You asked about Fromm. I mean, I think he's a guy that probably should come back. Their offense and the way they've thrown the ball hasn't been what he probably would have liked. Now, this last third of the season could be huge for him if they're able to run the tables. I know they get Auburn. They probably will get Alabama or LSU in the SEC title game. I mean, that's proven grounds for him. I mean, this is a huge portion of his college career is right ahead of him, right in front of him. So he could be a guy that could get hot late. But, you know, they hadn't looked like a throwing football team up to this point, so he might be a guy. You know, Ellinger's another at Texas that probably should come back for his senior year and get a little bit more experience underneath him, and he could go try to win a Heisman. I mean, Fromm's the same thing. I just think those guys are a little bit more limited than Herbert and Eason and Tua and Burrow. Burrow's a fifth-year senior. I mean, he's a guy coming out that you'd have to think is a guy that could potentially help you win on Sundays, and then Tua's just that guy. If he's healthy, and he's had now the ankle problems, I mean, he's probably the first pick in the entire draft, and they've been talking about it for a year or so. And then next year, Lawrence comes out with the next group, so Fromm, and then you've got to think about that as well. Lawrence is the guy, you know, at Clemson next year. So, you know, there's a lot of things to look at, but I think they're all great players. Jalen Hurts, man, there's nobody that can run the football better than Jalen Hurts. I think Justin Fields, too, next year, he'll come out of Ohio State, and, man, that guy might be at 1-2 with Lawrence. So this is a fun kind of couple years of college football at the quarterback position, because there's a lot of good ones.
Josh, do appreciate your taking a few minutes. Thank you very much for weighing in, giving us your thoughts on LSU and Alabama and the national picture. Thanks, Josh.
Thank you kindly.
Thanks, Josh. Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Y'all have a great week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.